Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, April the 5th, 2021. And our topic is called Selfishness. Our reading is in 1 Samuel 26, 1-12. In each life, it is either God or self. Nothing lies in between. Self means concerned chiefly with one's own affairs and interests, namely with a lack of consideration for others. Self produces personal interests of pursuit in self. Self produces self-satisfaction, which means satisfied with conceit and one's self or actions. Self produces self-image, which means great in one's eyes, full of ego and self-esteem. Self produces self-confidence, which means confidence in one's self or in one's own unaided powers, righteous and able in one's own eyes. Self-esteem, which is a good opinion on one's self, and an overestimate of oneself or achievements, merely pride. Selfishness, which is caring chiefly for oneself or one's own interests or comfort, disregarding the welfare or needs of others, proceeding from love of self. What is selfishness? What does it do? Selfishness separates us from God. Selfishness and pride can lead us to a path away from God and can turn God's hand against us. The hand of God is either good upon us or against us. We need God's hand upon us, blessing us and touching our lives. Selfishness affects others in our life. Selfishness rejects God and all his ways. Selfishness is self-destructive. Selfishness is at the bottom of most problems between people. Selfishness is a sin that requires repentance. Selfishness is a part of the sinful old nature. It is not a part of the Christ-like nature. The opposite of love is not hate, but self. The more of self, the less we can love. A selfish person cannot take his eyes off himself in order to meet another person's need. A selfish person cannot really love because sincere love involves sacrificial giving of oneself. Mm-hmm. A self-tempered person cannot therefore love God or others. When God calls a man, he bids him to come and die to self. A selfish person cannot really love. Sincere love involves sacrificial giving of oneself. A self-centered person cannot therefore love God or others. When we indulge in self, we lose God's support and his goodness. The way we lose God's support is found in Isaiah 58, 11-14, and it says, indulge in self, neglect God, and pursue your own path. That's the recipe to lose God's support. We also become wrapped up in our own world of home, own interests, and fun. And we tend to neglect God. Then it becomes dangerous because we lose his support. Christ has left footprints for us to follow. Make no footprints of your own. The Lord helps those who help others. How do we indulge in self? Think and talk only about yourself. Use I as often as possible. Listen greedily to what people say about you. Expect to be appreciated. Be sensitive to slights and never forget criticism. Be suspicious. jealous, and envious. Trust nobody but yourself. Demand agreement with your own views. Sulk if people are not grateful to your favors. Help no one, but expect help from everyone. Never forget a service you have rendered. Always look for ways of fun and shirk your duty and responsibility. Love yourself supremely. Be selfish and do as little as possible for others. Pursue your own pleasure. In Proverbs 16:2, it says, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." And in Galatians 6:3, it says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." Stormy weather is what man needs from time to time to remind him that he is not really in charge of anything. How did David conquer self? He laments being taken away from his inheritance, Jerusalem. He laments that he was driven away from his God and his worship and sent to live among worshippers of idols. He compares himself to a partridge, a very innocent and harmless bird that makes no resistance. He compares himself to a flea and as a moth of no importance. Self has utterly died. David has died to self. From his speech, we notice selflessness and humility. Dear beloved, when we start to gear to the wrong way and desert God, he will turn his hand against us. May we never gear to the wrong way and desert God, because he will turn his hand against us. May we never become self-confident and forget God, because we need God's hand upon us, blessing us and touching our life with his love. We are so helpless in life. To face all its difficulties, we definitely need God's hand. We need to follow God and his path and not give self its demands. May we never indulge in self, because we will lose God's support and his goodness. Amen.